pleasure.
My name's Harry, I'm an addict. What an introduction, eh? Okay, I'd just like to say that this is going to be my experience, Strength and Hope. And I don't speak for NA, but I did get clean in here. And it's really nice to be here. It's really nice to be asked back again. And I haven't been here for, I think, 16, 17 months. And I went to the other Adelaide Road, I think it was. And I thought, thank fuck, it's not on. So what am I going to share about? Gary asked me to do this last week, and I'm not one of these people that when you ask something, I haven't thought about what I'm going to say. I have thought about what I'm going to say since he asked me, every minute of the day. 10 to 4 this morning. But I've just realised as well that I do have a heart, and it's pounding, and I'm terrified, and hopefully I'm going to carry a message of recovery to the newcomer and anyone here who's suffering. That is the deal for me. That's why I'm here. And it's been a good day today. I haven't used. And I've said that now for a year. I heard someone else say it. I like that. It is a good day. I haven't picked up a drink or a drug today. And hopefully I'll get to bed tonight clean and sober. I thought about doing like a script, you know, writing down. Because I don't know, was anyone at the London Convention? The new thing is write a script, get a script. Well, I have to remember where I came from, so I have to write it down. I like the jokes as well. When I came to NA, I thought a P45 was a gun. That's my one and only. That was someone else's. Okay. Try to get sort of into the feel of this. Okay, I was born a baby, right? And in the Highlands of Scotland in Inverness. I'm not gonna be very good at doing this right through, because I'm gonna go off on tangent, and because I'm so nervous, you can hear it in my voice. But hopefully, if I'm honest, and you will be able to see through that and try and tell the truth, you will be with me and you will carry me and it will be okay. And that has been my experience, that whatever I say is always going to be okay. It doesn't really matter. I mean, look how many people have come here tonight. They didn't know I was sharing, but I mean, you know, it's a beautiful night out there. There's a, you know, and you're in here, so you're in the right place. I mean, this is my fourth meeting since Monday, and I'm still nervous. And this is the best I've felt. This is the third time I've done this. This is the best I've felt, believe me. And like I said, I was born a baby, because it's 40 minutes, so I have to spread it out, and unfortunately, you have to listen. Never felt good enough. That's the first thing I can think of. Never ever felt good enough. School, all that kind of stuff. Dyslexic. No one ever told me. Didn't know I was stupid. I wasn't stupid, but I mean, it was just difficult. Parents, alcoholic. Whole family. But way back then, because I'm much older than I look, believe it or not. Because I picked up in 1963. I'll be 60 at the end of this month. And it wasn't kind of like it is now, but, you know, it wasn't a bag in a bag. It was very underground. And so I was used from 15 to 39, and pills, powders, and alcohol. And I left home at 15, at 10p, in my pocket, which was quite a lot of money then, the clothes I'd on me. And I arrived in London, and I managed to stay one night in London. I ended up in Edinburgh about a week later. And ended up in a flat, and I don't know if the drugs found me or I found the drugs. But I know that when I was in Edinburgh, I had an English accent, and I'd been in London a day. It was the only way I could get a girl. All I could say is, "You're all right." I remember having dinner at this girl's family, 3 hours. "You're all right." So anyway, I mean, way back then it was like, it was kind of started off on pills. And I remember the music was "Everybody Must Get Stoned" was the record of the day. There was all that. So I was in this flat, I had a little job, started using, 15, 16. And I've been thinking about this. 6-7 months later, we're burning the furniture for coal. I'm out of work. And basically, I'm NFA. I didn't even know it. There wasn't that kind of word around even then. You know, like homeless at 15, 16. And I don't know if it got worse. It didn't get worse. It was just like a progression. And to use, they say in step 10, if you use, you lose. But the thing was, I didn't know anything about addiction. I didn't know anything. I mean, people were telling you that drugs were the answer to everything. You know, get high. If you didn't use drugs, you know, it was like frowned upon. So the message that was coming out of them wasn't like, looking back now, you know, when I got fucked up and, you know, everybody else. But that's the way it was. And that's the way it was for me. And 16, 17, then I ended up in jail. I made the headlines in the north of Scotland on the billboards. First ever drug case in the north of Scotland. I thought I'd arrived. Went to court and sunglasses, cigars. The judge said, "I'm thinking seriously about sending you to prison." And then it wasn't so funny. I thought, me? And but the shame on my family was something that I don't know if I cared about, because I was so self-centered. I only care about myself. I could never think about anyone else. What that had done to them. But, you know, way back then, you know, I was banned from everybody's house, from the town. I was a disgrace. Don't be seen with him. And, you know, this is like, you know, I'm 16, 17 years of age. You know, I've got another, like, 22 years of using stuff. And so I left there, and I came to London, and I ended up I got probation. I finished off doing the probation in Notting Hill Gate, which is still there today. I think it's over 40 years, that probation office. And then in London, started using. You know, started with the progression of the drugs, and you know, looking back on it, how I don't know how strong my denial is at everything, you know, to justify it wasn't that bad, or he was worse than me, I'm not doing what he's doing. But anyway, you know, when Jane was talking about her daughter and stuff, that I have a daughter, and I didn't see her when she was born. I met her mother. Her mother was an acid when she met me. She turned me on to heroin. I turned her on to mandrax. A lot of people won't even remember mandrax. I don't know if they didn't take them off the market. I don't know if I got clean. I just loved Mandy. So we kind of smashed each other to pieces. We had this child, and when she was 9 months old, I decided that we had went from a really nice house in Maidervale to a halfway house, then to Union Grove Estate in Stockwell, which was not my favorite place, and I just left them. And my daughter was 9 months old, and I didn't see her again for 12 years. And that is with using. That is what happens when I, you know, when I've been using. You know, everything is. I was speaking to someone the other day about my life now, and my life is exciting now, but there's no drama. And when I'm using, there's always chaos and drama. And there's always trouble, and you know, I'd go home, back home. My mother would say, "Please, don't make a fool of us again." You know, that was, and in the end, you know, it was like no one would take me, so they took me back to London, and I got a flat in London, Notting Hill, £7 a week, two of us, couldn't pay the rent. It's true. And that's enough about that. Let's get on with some recovery now. So anyway, I got 12 steps at the end of the street, taken to a taxi to Monday night at St. Martin's of the Field. And that was the first NA meeting that I ever went to in 1983. Using. And if he didn't take me in a taxi, there was no way I was coming, because I was too ill. I didn't go anywhere. The end of the street, and it's a cul-de-sac, is the highlight of my day. You know, they had the chemist on the corner, the off-license across the road, the chip shop on the corner where you got credit, and thought that was a big deal. And and that was it. And it was still get worse than that, because I didn't get clean until December 18, 1987. And like everyone else in this room, I had to get one day. I had to get a white keyring. And it took me till I was 39 years old. And it doesn't have to be like that now. I think way back, you know, there's people in this room that were there for me. There wasn't a lot of meetings. It's nice, this meeting. I feel comfortable in this meeting when it said it's like the homeless and stuff, because the meetings in the early days were in the DOS houses, and there wasn't a lot of them. But I didn't get clean right away. Way back then, I quite like talking about this, you know. And we have a founder member as well. His name was Johnny H, and there was Dudley, and there was Sean. And there was these three guys, and this NA started on a resentment, because no AA didn't want them. And I ain't got a problem with that other fellowship. I go when I have to and stuff like that. But you got to remember that for us to grow, you know, we have to stay solid and hang out and help each other. They got enough people. They don't need people jumping ship, you know. And for these three guys, Johnny especially wasn't wanted, so the thing that he did was he started a meeting of Narcotics Anonymous in this country, and he died clean. And for that, I don't think he gets enough recognition, really, you know. Because now, was there 183 meetings a week? You know, you're spoiled, you know. And so it was to be from 83, 84, it had to get worse. And the thing that, for me, was how I got clean, was the drugs stopped working. That's how I got clean. It didn't work anymore. And the head was in so much pain. And I surrendered on a Friday night. I got clean on a Friday night. I picked up on a Friday night. And it's Friday night to hear, but I mean, it's, anyway, whatever, but it just was 24 years later. And I'd lost everything, and I didn't know if I'd make it. And I didn't know, because when I'd come here in 83, a lot of the meetings were in Chelsea, and in the Red Cross Centre, Millman Street, it was Hampstead Heroes, you know, Saturday night and stuff. All the girls were dressed in Laura Ashley dresses. It's quite bizarre. And I looked for all the differences and not the similarities. There's probably people in here looking at me and thinking, you know, the same thing. But, because I do that, you know. I did that with that guy at the convention. You know? You know why? Because they didn't ask me. That is the truth, you know. And I asked some newcomers afterwards, did you like the convention? And they said, yeah, they thought the Sunday speaker was great. So it shows you how much I know. And he's carried a message to people, the same as I'm trying to do tonight, so that you keep coming back. And you think, okay, I might like what he's got. You see, I love NA, and it's really hard to express that, you know, that you come here and you've got a quality of life that you've never expected, and you know, it's the first evening I've had in 10 years now, so. It's scary because I don't like to, you know, to show feelings and stuff like that, especially here or anywhere really, of what you're going to think about me. And but I try and, you know, try and do my best. So where was I? Not bad. Yes, I came to NA on that Friday night, and no, I didn't come till the Sunday night. I went to the other fellowship for two meetings, Friday and Saturday, and then I came on the Sunday night, and I came to this meeting. It was called Sudden Death, and they have three speakers, so you sit there and you pray they don't pick you, and then when they don't pick you, for me, another resentment. And, but there was someone in that meeting who's still clean today, and he said to me, Charlie, he knew me from the street, and he said, Charlie, you're in the right place. And, you know, that was over 20 years ago, and I still remember that. So, you know, when you see a newcomer and you say, do you want to have a cup of coffee, or hi, Ben, or, you know, Catherine, or whatever their name is, it's really important. You don't know where that person's going after the meeting. You don't know the pain they're in. You know, they're not going to get to share it tonight. You know, they're going to have to listen to me. But last week, I think someone came up to me and said, hi, Charlie. I thought, how did you know my name? And it felt good. It felt really good, and it's little things that you don't even think you're doing, that you're carrying a message. And so I did what was suggested then. It was suggested to do 90 meetings in 90 days. It's the same now. And I did that for 5 years. My voice went a bit deeper there. Now, I have my program, you have your program, right? You could use on the way I stay clean, but it's something that keeps me clean. I come to meetings You used to call me Charlie Meetings, I think, in the early days. But I haven't got a problem with that. I like NA. I identify with people in NA. And I've never been to a bad meeting, but my head's been to thousands. You know, if you're in a good mood tonight, you're like me. You know? If you've got a resentment or something's happened before you came here, or the relationship is not going too good, then he's shitting me. I don't want what he's got. 20 years clean. So anyway. See? And you've got to have a laugh. You've got to have a laugh. My recovery is serious, but you've got to enjoy it. And you've got to have a laugh. And, okay, let me tell you this one. A ritual as well. I went for a commitment 4 weeks ago. Okay? Literature. So at this meeting, the format is you go after the meeting, the committee discuss it, and then have a vote on it. So I put my hand up and said, I'd like to do the literature. This girl, she put her hand up and she said she would like to do the literature. So there's 12 people in that committee. So we both go out of the room, we come back in, and they go, congratulations, Katie, you've got... I've never felt so rejected in my life over a commitment. So now I come back and I try and memorize everyone in that room. I go home and I thought, right, it's 12, it's like the jury. Was it 6-4? 7-5? He would have voted for me. Gets worse, I'm telling you. So now, I go to the meeting where she does the commitment. She's there. So I'm watching every move she's making. Next week, same. Third week, she didn't turn up. I thought I knew that. Gets even worse. Last night, she said, Charlie, do you want the commitment? I've got a job and I can't do it anymore. So it was like, you know the guy in the Catherine Tate thing? The gay guy who says he's not gay. That's how I felt. It was like, how very fucking dare you ask me. I said, I'm so sorry, but I've got another commitment. But is that sad? See what happens when you're 20 years clean? But, you know, God, that was quite quick, this one. Anyway, how to stay clean. So I do lots of meetings. I've got a sponsor. We work with steps. And I've got this new thing, you'll like this as well, with my sponsees. Every sponsee I have has to have a sponsee. The peace you get is unbelievable. I just figured that out last year. They don't phone you in the middle of the night anymore. They're too busy. My sponsor says I'm like a snake in the grass. I'm always looking for a move. But, and, you know, it doesn't matter how clean they are, they can carry the message. And what I've realized in recovery and working with sponsees is that I work the steps because the sponsee works the steps. You know, not because I want to do them, but, you know, they say, am I ready for this step now? I want to do this step. And so I start working the steps. And everything in that blue book over there is the NA Bible, I believe, and all the answers are in there. And and get commitments and do service, you know, for newcomers. You know, that is what's told to me when I first came out. It's the same deal. There's no magic, you know. You have to do some work. It will not, you know, you can't change by doing nothing, you know. And for me, I have changed very little. It's very subtle, it's very gradual, and it's very slow. And I spoke last week at a meeting, and not that it was me that spoke, but the feedback I got was amazing. You know, that I went to a meeting outside Notting Hill Gate, and, you know, there's people outside Notting Hill Gate that work the steps, read the big book, you know, and get on with life and get on with recovery. And it's the same everywhere, you know. And I talked about with someone who's in this room, we talked about breathing, how important it is to breathe. Because I don't know many people like that sitting here with the bottom jaw locked. Because like when I came round, I was frozen. I don't know if it's a thing that they have up in the Highlands, but I was kind of numbed out from the neck down. And I try and breathe, and I try and... The other thing that's really difficult to talk about in personal is higher power. But for me, I got to have a higher power. And it's God. And I pray, and I get down on my hands and knees. I don't care if the wife's reading whatever she's doing. I pray day and night, and I ask to be clean and sober a day at a time. And that has worked. And I heard that in a meeting. Everything that I'm passing over to you, apart from a few original things, I've heard it. You know? And when Gary asked me last week, I thought, why do I keep coming back? And out of somewhere, my head told me there's no cure. I have a disease of addiction that can be arrested a day at a time, and that is all that's promised in here. Freedom from active addiction a day at a time. If I work the steps, some people say if you don't work the traditions, you've only got half a program. I think that's a bit serious for me, but it's worth looking at. But, and it's not a lot to put in, you know, an hour and a half a day. I read in the morning, the Just for Today book, a meditation book. I do a step 10 at the end of the day, I write. But at the end of that, the writing, I now do a gratitude list. And the list is endless of the good things I got in my life. I have a quality of life that I've never ever experienced. I have freedom from active addiction. I can do whatever I want. Okay, every day I wake up with a fear. And every day I have to face things, and every day the traffic pisses me off, and every day my wife pisses me off. And, you know, we've been together 10 years. And she said, you're going to share tonight, you're going to tell them how horrible I am. But she's not. I met this woman, and she tells me every day she loves me. Right? She's French. So she thawed me out, she melted me. And I tell her back, I love her. And it's good, and we laugh. We have such a laugh. And I didn't think that was possible, you know. My daughter, who's now 33, I have a really good relationship. I was around at her house last week for dinner. She was the first person in our family to go to university. You know, I'm really proud of her. And I have a job today. And I pay tax on my car. You know, I pay congestion, all the bills are paid. And like I say, there's lots of excitement, but you know, there's no drama. And I'm always frightened to say all that kind of stuff in case... I'm very lucky. I am very lucky. And it's only through coming here. Everything I've got is mortgaged to NA. Everything I've got. And I can lose it You know, what happens if I have a use up? Oh, Charlie, I'm 20 years. You know? I've been to a funeral every year of someone in NA all through my recovery. And, but these people still carried a message to me. And it's really important. Everyone's got their own program. Everyone's unique in here. And everybody's paid for their seat. You know? Don't ever put yourself down. You know, I was a doormat when I used for long enough. You know, not anymore. You know, the same as if you go to a meeting and the same people sharing, and you're at the back and you're frightened to share. Share! You know? You're not helping anyone by just criticizing them in your head. You know, you are worth your seat in this room. Everyone. Even the people who are struggling to get clean. I didn't get clean right away, I was 39. You know, it's just, you know, if we all came in here, got clean, we wouldn't come back. You know, it's not easy. You know, this is not easy. For me, this is cockfosters. This is the end of the line, right? But there's only one way, and that is like forward. You know? And it's like, it's not easy. I mess up every day. Every day. But I don't use. And that is just through coming here. I don't know anyone who goes out there who's come back, and all the time I've been coming here, do you know Tullis who says it better? No one. And it's worse out there now. I would never survive out there. Forget it. They're all gangsters. They all speak funny. I wouldn't even know how to score. But also, we only got a few minutes left, so that's for the newcomer, okay? There's got to be people in here who are finding it, are struggling, are finding it, because I know what it's like. You know, I have a sponsee at the moment who got out of bed today at 2 o'clock. And I said to him, he said, I'm in the fear, you know, I'm terrified. And I said, why don't you go to meeting? But you know, what I did and what he did, it's like, so I can only be there for him. So I said, look, he said, I'm even fighting phoning you. I said, well, I'll phone you. You know, to try and help. And then I looked at the books and the early days and stuff, and I was like, 36 months, when will I get a night's sleep? So, you know, it's not easy. You know, like I said at the beginning, you have to get that one day keyring, you have to get that 30 day keyring, you have to get the 60 days, the 90 days, you know. You go to that meeting in Portobello and they go 1 to 5, you know, I was 4 or something, then they change it to 5 to 10, and then you have to keep going back, then it's 10 to 15, you think, oh, give us a break. You know, you get a 20, then it's 25 to 30. You know. So I don't know if it's a trick to keep you coming back. You know? So if you are struggling, keep coming back. You just got to keep coming back, keep coming to the meetings, get yourself a sponsor, get a commitment, anything, the tea, you know. I did the tea, the best tea in the world, best biscuits. No one ate them, the resentments, you know, you leave with that. It's always the same, and you just keep coming back, and things change. You know, things that have happened to me in recovery are just unbelievable. I mean, really, like when I think back on it, you know, I never went in a plane when I was using it. I had to be carried on, carried off. I didn't fly for 20 odd years. You know, now I fly without, you know, I still have fear. But I do it, you know, through coming here. You know, I was in Madison Square Garden. Someone asked me for my autograph. It's a mistaken identity, but it didn't matter. It was like, the girl I was with said, who the fuck do you think he is? But I had my moment, you know? I just, just the little things. I mean, the laughs and stuff like that. You know, and like I say, I've been in a relationship now for 10 years, faithful. Been married 5 years in August. And that, I've never been in a relationship for that long. And it's not easy, but it's worth it. Everything has been worth it. And because I've stayed, and I've only been able to stay by coming here. The first flight I went on in recovery was an hour and a half. I thought it was like a bad meeting. You know, that's how I got through things. You know, and the friends that I've made here, thank you. Now relax now. And, you know, like I say, when I had that moment when I felt in my heart about NA, it won't happen twice in one night. But this is the only thing I know that works. And I work in a detox. And I see firsthand crisis. And we had our 30-year anniversary yesterday. And we had a film that was shown at the Tate Modern. And there was 8 people there that all went through and got clean. And I knew 7 of them. I didn't know the 8th person. But that 7, I know, all come to NA. So for me, you know, I'm clean. Tullis is clean. Jez is clean. These guys got over 20 years. They were here for me. You know, which was really important. You know, people don't realize by just being in a room sometimes how much that it means to people when you're new. You know, and for Johnny H to start these meetings for us to come to, and look at it now, he'd be so proud. You know, and like I am to be, I am a member of NA. I am not a visitor, and I don't do designer recovery. Thank you.